Good morning, astronomers. You are back in the observatory with your darling host, Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I've been very, very upset lately because we had a good 3 days or so last weekend of like perfect, pure, beautiful sunshine. And I just spent that whole weekend reveling in it, just being alive, feeling happy. But this whole week it's been drab, it's been cold, it's been rainy, and if there's one thing about me is that I only like the cold if it's going to snow. I don't really see a purpose for the cold if it's not going to be snowy and wintry and serene. I say that as someone whose entire wardrobe is totally focused around winter. I only own knitwear and sweaters, and it's really, really bad when summer comes around because I have nothing to wear. So I guess what I'm saying is I miss the snow, I miss Christmas, I miss winter. And while we won't be doing a Christmas episode tonight because that would be totally out of season and gauche, we will be doing a sort of farewell to winter tonight. We'll be studying the star Polaris, which is a very interesting one because it's basically Earth's most important, humanity's most important star. So I'm very excited to tell you guys all about that. But in the meantime, we will be hearing a variety of artists. I pulled out a lot of random stuff I don't listen to very often for this playlist, so I'm very excited to share it. You just heard Oats We Sow by Gregory and the Hawk, a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful song that reminds me very much of winter. We're going to hear a lot of Sufjan Stevens, some Sunflower Bean, The Smiths, Bob Dylan, and many, many more. So let's get back to the music. Thank you.
is it from the baby Jesus glow? He's going to the country.
Harvest moon. Queen of Texas left Paris in a cloud of smoke. They say she may be beaten, but I know that she's not broke. She's living in a cool green farmhouse. If you go to Houston, be quiet as a mouse.
Met her man in Beirut.
Like me, if only you could see me.
So you just heard Winterlude by Bob Dylan, and that is my winter interlude into the next section of my show, which for the uninitiated is a little segment where I tell you about the stars. And this week, like I mentioned, we are going to be talking about Polaris, which you may know as the North Star. It is a part of the Little Dipper. It is the very, very tail star of the Little Dipper. And it's an extremely important star, actually. I'd say, in terms of humankind, the sun is actually the most important star, you may or may not know. But I would say Polaris is the second most important because it is known as a pole star. What this is a star that's very, very close to Earth's axial poles. So basically, if you were to look up at the sky and watch Polaris all night, it wouldn't seem to move at all because we're rotating at the same degree or whatever as it. So So this means that whenever you look up at the sky and you see Polaris, it is always going to show you the way north. We've used this throughout history for navigation, obviously, and before things like GPS and accurate maps, this star was by far the most important thing you could use. So if you're ever trapped out in the woods or somewhere where you're lost, just look to the sky, look for the Little Dipper, look at the very end of the Little Dipper, and that'll show you the way north. Let's get back to the music.
Bar went to Civ and got a drink. Wish I last car and I looked up at the sky last night and I thought I saw a bum. And why won't you just tell me what's going on? Riding down on Spring Hill Road, meeting Alfred out in the woods. Dogs bark and mosquitoes bite, scratching the itch that makes it feel good. And I looked into the mirror last night, all I saw was a pretty blonde. And why won't you just tell me what's going on? Life is funny, but not ha-ha funny. Peculiar, I guess. You think I got it all going my way, and why am I such a fucking mess? Want a pony and a birthday cake. Want a party with a scary clown. Kneel down and bow to the princess. Kneel down for the queen of the town. And I looked up at the sky last night and I thought I saw a bum. And why won't you just tell me what's going on? Tell me what's going on.
Forests, and it's the 25th of December, and my old man plays the piano for Christmas. He plays the piano for Christmas. And we're all there, all the aunties and uncles and the angels on the top of the tree. Up there on the top of the tree. And I never, no, I never ever realized. And I never, no, I never ever realized. Have I enough time? Have I just some time to revisit, to go back, to return, to open my mouth again, say something different this time? I see bags of newspapers and a car in the carport, and you're a grown-up and still unsure. And I'm 30 and I don't know. I never, no, I never ever realized. And I never, no, I never ever sitting at the top of the stairs, and you're crying out on the towpath by the river, with all the swans and all the people walking by. And all of a sudden, I'm struck with an urge to unlock a door with a key that's too big for my hands. And I drop it, and it falls at your feet. Come on, come on, it's there at your feet. And I never, no, I never ever realized. You see, I never, no, I never ever realized. Come on, it's there at your feet. And I never, no, I never ever realized. Come on, come on,
Welcome back, everyone. You just heard Tanya Harding in E-flat major by Sufjan Stevens. I love that song. I had never heard of it because it just came out as a single a couple years ago. It was written by Stevens for the movie I, Tanya, but they never put it in. And I never would have heard of it unless I hadn't received it as a Christmas gift on a mixtape from a friend. So if you're out there hearing this, thank you very much still. I'm very, very appreciative of it. Real quick, I have a quick blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Before we get back to the music, I have a quick question for you, as is the usual at 3:40 a.m. in the observatory with Jason Evers. And this week, since I've been thinking about it a lot with this cold weather coming back, I have to wonder, what do you guys think about winter and snow? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is there any reason why you like or dislike the season? If these are answers that you want to share with the world, give the observatory a ring. I'd be happy to pick up. Until then, back to the music.
Coming down. streets, and the streets beneath fast asleep. Songs build little rooms in time and house within the song's design. Is the ghost the host is left behind to greet and sweep the guest inside? Fire and sing his line like snow, snow.
On their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same.
it's safer than the cold. Not too late to go home now. I'll chew the pill.
To interrupt the beautiful sounds of Black Country New Road, but FCC rules state that I have to tell you this. I have to let you know that this is In an Observatory with Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'll be back next week, next Monday, 4 a.m., same time, same place, and I don't have a theme yet, but I'll come up with it. But let's get back to the music.